Hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer now again for another episode right here, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Your host, Eddie Greer. Yeah, that other K-State podcast up here in Kansas City, Missouri, north of the river. All things K-State sports, whether that is men's, women's golf, going down today. It's in the Air Corners Podcast on Monday, March 30th, 2026. Men's, women's golf are in action today. Baseball. Woo! Disappointing series loss to Utah. We're getting into the third game here in just a second here. This is our very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the show. I did record. Yes, KC Nation. I did record game two yesterday. I didn't get it up. Had to go right out the door, get to work on time somewhat. I did that. So you're going to get both postcasts today. Game two, which, you can get something coming anyways, because K-State ended up losing these games. And for the second straight week, they lose a conference series. This is baffling. Just what I say about, you're probably going to get the same thing in that game two postcast as I'm getting here in game three, right? Utah and K-State loses the series thanks to giving up a Jacob Long psych hit. He hit for Utah. He hit for the cycle in this game and to help Utah knock off K-State. And Utah takes the series. Utah 16, K-State 14. Just right there. Just stop right there for a minute. Just right there. I gotta get to the comment. Reading some of these comments on Facebook yesterday. Not me, but the K-State baseball Facebook page. Are y'all tripping right now? It's okay. You know, good effort ain't good enough. This is giving up a 21 hit. Let's get the PUs, because if I didn't have to go right there out this door, I didn't see her talk for an hour. Because good effort, and that's not winning games. Giving up 16 runs to the other team game three yesterday, and prior to that, and then almost back to back 20 hit games for Utah. Utah hit. I know I'm skipping ahead just a bit. 20 hits in this game, getting up by K. The pitching has been awfully terrible in the last 2 weeks. Besides James Guyette in game one of the series, you're thinking, all right, you know, hey, we're off to a good start, you know what I'm saying? We can't have that. We can't even have that there as well. And the people over there and people in the comment section, I don't know what games y'all looking at, but if you see, it doesn't matter if you score 14 runs, if your offense scores 12 to 14 runs a game, if your pitching sucks ass, you're not gonna win many ball games. And this was an opportunity for KC to take a series. They did not do that. They allowed someone to get a hit for the cycle in this game. Yeah, Pete Hughes after this game, another tough loss. Quote, we're not finishing games. There is plenty of areas to look at to find the solution. It's easy to say our bullpen is struggling, but we've left some opportunity to score out there. We've played sloppy defense that led to runs. There's blame to spread in each aspect of our game. We have tough kids who will get on the other side of this skid, and we'll be a better program because of it. we'll find out about that because, well, they missed a golden opportunity. This should have been, again, here I am saying the same damn thing. This should have been flipped the other way. You heard me say this last week. With Arizona State, this is missed opportunities, and we're getting to a point now where, you know, these type of games come back to bite you in the ass. If we can say this team, if you're trying to get this looking, I'm looking at big picture. I'm not looking at small picture right now, but you just cannot have the opportunity to go. You just cannot miss these type of opportunities, right? You just can't do it. Especially if you jumped out to a 6-run lead after the first inning, which K-State did yesterday, you can't even hold that. Yeah, that's what it was. 8 total runs in the opening frame between these two schools. K-State was leading 7-1. You're thinking, all right, you got this team down the wire, but here you got to give Utah again. Here I am saying that, but back to back days saying that, but Utah battling back and responding the way they did. K-State, yeah, 7 runs in the first inning. They're leading at this point, 7-1, and Utah added 3 in the bottom of the second. It was 8-4. And then it was 12-4, 12-8 after 4 innings, and then it was 12-10 after 5 innings. And then nobody scored for a little bit. And then K-State, well, I probably missed, whatever, but K-State added 2 more runs there in the 8th, in the back-breaking 8th. This seems to be the key inning of the series. So you go back to game 2. It scored, what, 5-4-5? I can't remember what I said there, but it's in the stats. But they scored, I think, 4 or 5 runs in the 8th inning game 2. Utah did. They did turn around to do the same thing again, and K-State did not score in the top of the 9th inning there as Utah clinches the series, wins the series there, and puts K-State in the bind. K-State now suffers its 10. They're 18-10, and they're back to a sub-500 ball club in Big 12 play. They're 4-5, K-State is. Utah is the other way around, 5-4, 15-10, win the series. Culver gets the win here for Utah here. Let me go down here for a minute. Excuse me. Let me see here. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong stats here for a minute. Yeah, Culver gets the win. He only went 1-3. He got credit with a win this game. And Adam Arthur gets the loss here. Gesaway picks up his second save of the season here. Look at this. Yeah, 20 hits for Utah. 16 runs, 20 hits, no errors. So after a game which Utah beat around K-State, 21 hits, which was a season high given up by the entire K-State pitching staff, 20 the next day. It doesn't matter if you score 1,000 runs in a game or 5. You can't hold the opposing team down, especially you jump all over them in the first inning. Then you got issues. In this case, K-State team pitching-wise right now, they got issues. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports, Utah takes the series. And Utah, the way they responded, just punched K-State in the mouth in this game. 16-14, Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State Sports, K-State, 14 runs, 18 hits, another glaring stat right here, 3 errors in this game. Pete Hughes always talks about clean baseball. Well, you ain't getting that right now. You're not getting that right now, that is for sure in this game. Let's short things up a little bit here in the game. Let me see, Barrett Matlack, he had a big series. Overall, 3 more RBIs driven in for him, and he went deep in this game. He and Caden Carl, shout out to both of them. Really, and this is despite K-State losing the series. They had big series in this game. Caden Carl, he was 1-for-4 in the game, but he drove in 2 more runs in this game, and Nick English went deep as well for K-State in the ball game there, and King Carr also stole a base there as well, this ball game there, as K-State loses a series, and now you turn it, now what? Because now you've lost back-to-back series, and that's not even, I'm not even including the Nebraska game last week that they lost. They gave up 14 runs in that game, so there's something to miss with it, and I'm going to throw everybody in the pitching staff in here, not just one person. Everybody got to take a blame for that, because your offense is scoring all these runs and your pitching ain't worth a damn right now. I don't understand the comment. Reading those comments, I don't know. That drove me insane there. So good effort by Y'all selling for less. And Tanner Duke started the K-State in this game. He got shoved around. He only lasted 3 1/3 in this game. Matt Flores, he pitched a lot in the series. Three and 2 1/3 more innings. Adam Arthur, he only went 1 1/3 and got the loss. Aaron Arnold went the other 2/3 there as well. Tanner Duke, 8 hits, 7 runs. 4 of those were earned. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts there. Nielsen started. He didn't even last through the first inning in this game. And it was 6 different pitchers after the starter that held the fort. Now, all of them still gave up runs, but K-State gave up 2 more runs than they did. And K-State allowed a person hit for the cycle in this game. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick. So, no, I didn't want that. What are we doing? Yes, Jacob Long, 5 for 6, 4 runs driven in, hit for the cycle in this game, which probably is the highlight of this game, headline of this game, hits for the cycle and helps Utah knock out K-State and take the series after K-State took the opening game of the series. You're thinking, oh, we feel good. We're feeling real good about this series. Nope. So you gotta take a more closer look at his pitching. That is the focus right now with this baseball team, because you gave up 14 runs to Nebraska last week and you turn around this week here. I'm gonna do this a little different. Let me see if I can go through some channels here. Baseball. Let me get the schedule out real quick. All right, yeah, I got to schedule out real quick. We'll close it out with this, folks. And next time, K-State will be on baseball field. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, we got to stay on out here because we got to go to Provo tomorrow night, take on BYU. So there's that as well. Yeah. Let me see here. Yeah, so you give up 11 runs in game 2 yesterday, or Saturday, I should say, 11 runs, 14 more runs yesterday. 14 more runs last Tuesday. See what I'm getting at here? 18 last week. Well, 2 weekends ago now. And then, let me see here. You lost in... Yeah, so, yeah, you gave it 18 to Arizona State in one game as well. So, yeah, you got to... Yeah, there's got to be... there has to be adjustment. There's got to be adjustment at this point of the season with your pitching. And right now, you, after a promising start to 2026... You have kind of started falling the wayside here because your pitching ain't right. Now they're going to win games. Hey, you ain't going to win games because we saw. I get it. It's college baseball. I get that. But again, I said it on here before. I said it last weekend. I'm going to say it again. If you don't get good pitching, then what in the world are you doing? So K-State searching for answers, and you got a day off to figure that out. And now you got to go to Provo to take on BYU tomorrow night. We'll see what happens up there, but. Yeah, this is a backbreaker. K-State there after taking the first game, plenty of chances. This should have been easily flipped. Instead, you're now going to BYU. Your pitching's limping here as we are about to approach April here, folks. Another wild game for the K-State baseball team in a on another losing side of this wild game. Utah wins the series. Game 3 yesterday in Provo. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found Fran Bubble daily. We just record K-State content. Y'all know what it is. We're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Men's, women's golf in action today. Men's basketball. Casey Alexander making some waves. We talked about that this week. Or I should say I recorded that this weekend. One of those episodes came out. So, if you missed out on that episode, which was the only episode because I had to go to work yesterday, definitely make sure you check that out. Also, we'll have both the postcasts roll out today, and we'll get you caught up on everything else. And track and field was in action last week as well. I did record that episode as well. So, but yeah, K-State in trouble. The baseball team in trouble here, losing back-to-back Big 12 Conference Series in back-to-back weekends. Arizona State 2 weekends ago, and now you add Utah to that list. Utah wins it. Utah 16, K-State 14. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with cats.